بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثامن، وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوم خيبر: لأوتين هذه الرأي رجلا يحب الله رسوله يفتح الله على يديه، إلى آخر الحديث. There is the last hadith in this chapter that a person should be eager and keen to do good deeds and not progress the day, but as soon as possible, whenever there is opportunity of anything, of doing any good, we should hurry and rush to do the good. We must not delay and progress delayed. This hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Khaybar, the battle of Khaybar, that لَأُوْتِيَنَّ هَذِهِ الرَّأْيَا, I will give this flag رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, to such a person who loves Allah and who loves the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدِهِ, and this battle that we are in, Allah will give victory on His hands. So that was, of course, encouragement. And the Sahaba, as we see in front, they became so eager that if everyone wished it must be me, that this honor must be given to me. Qala Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great man like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ma ahbabtu al-imara illa yawma idhin. I never wished to be in a leadership position, but on that day. Not for the sake of being a leader, but for the sake of doing this good and this great honor of that Allah will give victory on that person's hand. I wished it could have been me. So in other words, whenever there is an opportunity to do any good, we should also be eager. Especially like when tashkil is made, then we should try, I be the first to give my name. And I give it for the longest period. So in all good deeds, if there's any a project that is coming up, a good project of a masjid, etc., to have a well dug, some poor people need help, then there also we should try and be the first and try and give the most in such cases. So in all good causes, we should always try. That is the quality of a righteous believer, that he wants to do good and he wants to do it as soon as possible and he wants to surpass the others also. That should be for our deen. Unfortunately, because there isn't the effort for deen, for dunya we have got all this. I would like to have the best house. My garden must be the best. My holiday must be the most special holiday. But for deen, no interest really. But for dunya, we have got all the interest. I must drive the best car. I must have the best clothes, latest fashions, etc. Even the wrong and haram things we are eager for as far as dunya is concerned. And for deen, we don't have any desire. فَتَسَاوَرْتُ لَهَا رَجَاءً أَنْ عُدْعَى لَهَا. And then I stood on my toes and made myself look tall and big, hoping that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will see that I am keen. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I am keen and I am the one who wants it, so that I could get it. They were keen to do the good and go ahead to do the good, that I will be make myself look tall and that I will be called out for to do that. فَدَعَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلِيِّ بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ فَعَطَاهُ إِيَّاهَا. Yeah, also we see that we should try and be keen to come to the masjid early. When we come to the masjid, to sit in the first saf, where we get the most rewards, not to be sitting at the back against the walls. Though we are making tilawat, we have come early, but if we come in the first saf, we will get that greater reward. If we are in the second, third saf, and there is a place in front, usually we push one another, that you go in front. Now we should ourselves, for deen matters, Be eager that I go in front. If it's a dunya something, then we will rush. We won't give the next person this opportunity. But for deen, then we haven't got the value. So then we are pushing one another in front. So in all deeny matters, we should try and be in front and eager to do that, to do all that. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Hazrat Ali ibn Talib radiyallahu anhu and gave him the flag on that day. وقال امشي ولا تلتفت حتى يفتح الله عليك. Oh Ali, go now, go forward and do not have any respite in it. Don't hold back in any way until Allah gives victory on your hands. In other words, now that you have got it, you also don't keep back in any way. You also go front and don't be distracted in any way whatsoever, but go for your mission. فَسَارَ عَلِيٌ شَيْئًا ثُمَّ وَقَفَ وَلَمْ يَلْتَفِيدْ فَسَرَخَ. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately moved forward. But then he stood for a little while. And as he stood, he did not turn around also. But just on still moving on his mission, he called out and shouted out and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Allah's Rasul, ala maza uqatilun nas? That I have to go and fight the people, but on what matter should I fight them? On what matter should I make jihad? In other words, for this good cause, when he was told by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not at the beginning even ask, what must I go and do? He just proceeded. Then he asked, what is my job? What is my mission? For what must I go? And he did not turn around to that also. He did not tolerate that I must delay and look around. But just and he called out to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, what must be my mission? قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told him قاتلهم حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. Go, your mission is that you will fight them until they give evidence that there is only one deity worthy of worship. They believe in the one and only Allah, and they accept that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. That is your mission, and that is your object for which you have to go. فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَقَدْ مَنَعُوا مِنْكَ دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. And if they do so, they accept, they read kalima, they become Muslims, then now they have saved themselves from you, now don't fight them. Don't take their lives now. Their blood is also now, they have saved it, and you cannot take their blood, neither their wealth also. إِلَّا بِحَقِّهَا, but by the right of it. That is, if there is any other right, that they have done something wrong, one person has killed another person, his life will be taken, somebody has taken somebody else's wealth, then he will be punished for that accordingly. But otherwise, now when they read kalima, now they are saved. Now don't fight them at all. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And they will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. The outward matters you must see, what the inward matters are, that is with Allah. We don't know about that. Outwardly a person says, I'm a Muslim, he is accepted as a Muslim. What he is inside, that is different. So we will accept the outward condition of a person. However, if the person does something which is against Islam, like for example, he goes to a church to pray, or what they say, Abrahamic accord, which is totally against Islam, a person joins in there, now it is clear that he has, by his actions or by his words, he is now gone against Islam. But otherwise, a person reads kalima and he doesn't do anything against Islam, we accept that person wholeheartedly as a Muslim. In fact, even if he's not making namaz, he doesn't keep roza also, as long as he doesn't deny that it is farz, that rozas are farz, namaz is farz, he will be also regarded as a Muslim, and his matters are between him and Allah. But as far as we are concerned, we will regard such a person as a Muslim. But if he wears the clothes of non-Muslims,
and he behaves like a non-Muslim, goes to the church meetings or anything else, then of course that is a different story. So yeah, the lesson for us here at this occasion is that in all matters we should try and be keen and eager to do good work, deeny work. We should try and be in the forefront, not push somebody else in front. Even, for example, to be a mutawalli of the masjid, it is also a good job. We should be keen to do it because it is of great reward. We shouldn't push other people in front. We should try ourselves. Not that if we are not fit for it and we still want it, but if we know we can do the job, we should be eager. Any other deeni work, also very sadly, even with ulama, we find that for imamate, we'll push one another. Whereas that also a person should go in front and do imamate. We find also many times the imams, in fact, they stay by the toilets until namaz starts. And then they come because they don't want to make the imamate. All that we should be keen. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, whenever he was on a journey with his friend, he was the most keen to give adhan. He should be very eager and go forward and give adhan. But with that adhan also, we will push one another in front. And all these duties actually should have been done voluntarily. The adhan also, imamat also, but unfortunately our lack of interest in deen, that we have to be paid for it today. But actually it should be done, and we should do it keenly, and very ardently we should do all the work of deen. Even as musallis, we come and we keep to the back of the masjid. Your bayan also is carrying on. How many times announcements have to be made? Come forward, come closer. In fact, we should ourselves go in front. That eagerness should be there, that I must be in front. Allah give us tawfiq, that in all our deeni matters, we have that eagerness and keenness, and we try to be the first in all deeni matters. And dunya, that we shouldn't worry. But since we are not doing it as a punishment, Allah has put it for all dunya matters, we are very keen. And deeni matters, we are very lax. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.